I was away on holiday and it just didn't go down for the 2 week duration. So as soon as I got back, I went to my walking clinic and they said that there was something probably on my goiter. There was something on my thyroid, which is a goiter. And then I was sent to the GP to have scans, tests, all sorts really. And I can't say this enough, how lucky I have been with my treatment with the NHS, because I know lots of people often say that there's things that don't always go right, but I cannot fault the speed in which I got my diagnosis. So unfortunately, it did turn out that I had thyroid cancer. And normally the diagnosis time for thyroid cancer is 4 years and mine took 4 months, which is just incredible. And I do sort of feel a bit of guilt for that, because I know that not everyone with cancer or with lumps and bumps that they're not sure of gets that. So I do feel not only relief, but guilt that I managed to get it so quickly. But, it was all sort of a whirlwind from July to September. I had an ultrasound and then I had a biopsy, and then I had to have surgery to have half my thyroid removed. I thought that was the sort of end of it, but that surgery did confirm I had thyroid cancer. So then they had to remove the other side. And to be honest, that's when all my problems started, because I was healthy with my tumour, which is a bizarre sentence to say. Because, 2 days before, I was on holiday, another holiday, and I was scuba diving and I was swimming every day, and I was fine. I was like any other 23-year-old at the time. But and then as soon as I woke up from my second surgery, I just, something was off with my body, and it never really sunk into me until afterwards that they had removed a vital organ. And that vital organ is sort of in charge of your hormones. And, there's a parathyroid next to your thyroid that controls your calcium. And calcium just isn't your bones and teeth. It's also your heart and your muscles. And all of my world just changed, because my body didn't work like it did before. So
it's funny, isn't it? Because we heard these words like your thyroid, and half of us probably have no clue what it did. I mean, did you know before all of this what your thyroid actually did and what it was for?
I mean, I'm kind of, well, not really. I mean, I remember saying to one friend that I'm getting my thyroid checked, and they looked down at my thigh and I was like, oh no, it's in your neck. And, a thyroid, I think my nans have had an over or an underactive thyroid, and you know about older people taking levothyroxine medication, but people my age, you don't really think about it. And especially my parathyroid, which is around the thyroid, I didn't even know existed 6 months ago, and now it's completely changed my life. Like, the cancer wasn't what made me unwell, it was the surgery. And at one point I was on about 20 pills a day just to sort of live, which is bizarre. It's just been a real eye-opening experience, and I've come out of it very grateful and mature. And again, like I said earlier, guilt, because although I have got cancer and I'll be on surveillance for pretty much the rest of my life now because it could come back, I know that not everyone's as lucky. And that's a lot of people with thyroid cancer that I've spoken to have also felt that way, because, I've even had some people say to me that, oh, it's not the worst cancer. Like, if I was going to get one, I'd want that cancer. And that's such a strange conversation to have with someone, because it's a bit like, well, okay, you have it then. Or, oh, if that was the case, then I wouldn't have had to like go through everything I've been through. It's just all been a very surreal 6 months, and it's good to kind of feel on the other side of it now.
And also, you're so incredibly young, and you must have been very aware of your body, which, they're always saying, aren't they, check for anything that's slightly different. So, I mean, it's just such a powerful message, really, to get across that this can happen at any age. Cancer doesn't discriminate, does it?
It really doesn't. I mean, not that anyone deserves cancer, but I didn't drink, I didn't smoke, I was healthy, I was losing weight, I was doing everything right by the books. If I'd been smoking since the age of 12 and I'd had lung cancer or something like that, you'd be like, right, no one deserves that, but I understand why I've got it. But my thyroid cancer was completely out of the blue. There's no genetic history of it. There's no cancer in my family apart from back in the day when they were minors and they were smokers, so they had lung cancer because of what they were doing. And the doctor said to me, it's either genetic, you've been somewhere radioactive like Chernobyl, which I hadn't, or it's just really, really rubbish luck. And unfortunately for me, it was rubbish luck. One cell just decided not to divide properly and it left me with cancer. And that really can happen to anyone. And, it's all everyone says, but if you just feel off, you feel sluggish, you've gained weight or lost weight, or, you just suddenly notice there's a little bit of a bump if you put your necklace on or something like that, there is no harm with booking a doctor's appointment. appointment and just trying to find out. I know getting doctor's appointment are hard at the moment, but, you know, even if you book it now and you can't get seen for 4 weeks, that's still 4 weeks earlier than if you waited.